Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is the Sound Health Options Show with Sherry Edwards and Richard Olson, brought to you by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, sharing research and software to help you support you and your loved ones in optimal health and well-being. And this is the show for March 6th, 2011. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
How are you? I understand you had an incident right before the show started. Are you, shall I say, level-headed yet?
Well, let's say you could be the judge of that. With one of those two-door refrigerators, and the freezer door, I conked my head on it and knocked myself silly.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe being knocked silly is not such a bad thing. I think in this time, silly might not be a bad way to go. We need something. It's so weird out and wacky and I don't know.
and it snowed here.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Wow. I got photographs from some friends of mine who live in Ecuador, and they had hail yesterday, the first time ever that any of the people who live in their area remember seeing hail in Ecuador. So maybe some earth changes.
Well, they said there's this thing happening with the moon, like a super moon, coming the closest it's been in 823 years, and every time it happens, can't be 823 years, I must be wrong about that. Every time it happens, there's a lot of disturbance in the weather and a lot of weather that's contrary or very, very different.
Right. And well, also I know that I don't know how that combines with, but I also know that there was some there seems to be sort of a season of this or a phase where we're having really huge solar flares to the point at which my local cable provider actually has an announcement on there when you call them saying, you know, be aware that, you know, the solar flares may be causing problems with satellite signals. So, I mean, there's a lot of energy on the move, that's for sure. Things are definitely, you know, planetarily moving.
Well, people don't think about how the moon or the sun could affect us. And the moon affects the tides, the entire ocean, for God's sakes. You know, it has to be affecting the water part of us.
Well, and we're, you know, I always forget what the exact number is, but we're so much water. Yeah, I mean, if it's affecting the tides, it's going to affect us. I mean, you know, it's an amazing force.
And every time there's
giant
sun flares, there's a lot of mental illness.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little off myself. So there we go. And today I know we're going to talk about let me start right out of the gate by saying how much I'm really liking how the Sound Health Options site is becoming a real, you know, there's more information going up on it every day since the redesign. It's becoming more of a hub or a portal for all the other sites and a real great, you know, an excellent resource for information. It's really coming around really nicely.
I will let Tracy know. She is doing a great job. And there's going to be a member site for the Guardians. Maybe we can put up a member site for a Blog Talk.
That'd be fun. Yeah, either a member site or a forum for the Blog Talk crowd. Absolutely.
We had so many questions come up after we did Happy Hour last week.
That was a great Happy Hour.
Well, since I was doing that, you talk about it.
Well, it was great because it was a fun. I mean, the happy hours are always fun. For those that are just listening to us, possibly for the first time or not familiar, happy hour is a thing that Sherry and Sound Health does every other week on Tuesday for 2 hours in the afternoon at 3:00, I think, our time, Pacific Coast time, where you can call in. It's just kind of like an open forum where you can call and say, you know, I'd like to know something about my hormones or my relationship's not working. What do I do? And you know, it's just kind of what I would call open mic. And last week it was about a wonderful mix of vocal profiling in combination with talking about colors, vocal profiling, and some relationship to astrology as well, or exactly what Sherry and I are talking about, the influence on the planets as well. And it was just a great mix of all of that, along with some really great workups on people, seeing the, you know, looking at their vocal profiles, looking at what is missing, or, you know, looking at what an imbalanced state of health could be and how, you know, these key factors can affect the balance. And that's why I said, that's why one of the reasons why I'm such an advocate of the Guardian Network is because in the going to the classes, monthly classes of the Guardians Network, you can get a piece of software and the training to learn how to do something like look at allergies, look at, you know, your hormonal imbalances or muscle issue are always my favorite. How to improve your golf swing. But, I mean, it's really powerful, you know, it's powerful technology. And I'm really endlessly surprised when I watch Nikki and Sherry do the workups, because Nikki, one of the, I don't know what title to give Nikki, a practitioner, a Bara, to watch her do the workups is so fabulous.
Let's go back to what we're doing a minute ago about the moon and the sun and all that.
Yes.
There's also frequencies coming to the Earth. They're not sure where, and they're coming in a cyclical pattern. NASA's been following this. And so is Motorola, and I think because they put up all those satellites and they have to watch things like this. But every day there is a different frequency coming to the Earth. Depending on where you are, it's kind of like 3 degrees away. And to me, that frequency coming to the Earth is in such support of astrology. And every day we can look at that report. And if you've got some edgy kind of thing, like right now, cysteine is the frequency that's coming to the Earth. It's a note of B. And that helps people use their B12 and helps get their energy up and running and helps them think. So if there's these things going on in your life, oh, I'm really tired and I have no reason, it could be these frequencies coming from outer space toward our planet. And I think that gives great credence to astrology and some of the things that we were talking about last week with people's birthdays and their favorite colors and what that meant to them and what kind of stress they were going to be under.
Our and has anybody looked at or do you have a sense of, is there a relationship to the actual alignments, or is that one of the hypotheses out there, is that if there is an actual possibility that these frequencies are generated by the actual alignment of the planets?
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I know that as the planets are moving, anytime something's moving, it's creating a sound or a layer of sound. The planets moving are just very slow, so we don't hear that. But, you know, the Earth is spinning and there's this human resonance, and we can look at it in terms of color or movement or sound or aroma or, you know, whatever. But anytime there's something moving, we could equate that to a frequency. How many times do you go to the store a week? 10 times, okay. You're doing that to the emotional level of the note of E. So this idea of frequency really has permeated our entire vocabulary in an undercurrent, and that's current's frequency too. So there it is.
Yeah.
But you were talking about Guardian. We're going to be doing Cancer this month and how to predict whether or not you're going to get cancer. And we can do this like 10 years ahead of time. So when you're ready, I'll talk to you about something I found with Steve Jobs' chart.
Well, now that you've said it, I've well, let's go right to Steve Jobs' chart. And then we'll get, well, actually, I'll preface that by saying we're going to be looking at information today about the, again, vocal prints, looking at, you know, our intention, our and I'm really fascinated by this, by our compatibility with others and also our self-intention. Because in the movie The Secret, they don't really, they give us a bunch of, you know, how to, oh, have it all come together. But they don't really evaluate or talk about self-intention. And today we're going to really look at, in the vocal profiles, self-intention. And also Sherry's going to talk to us somewhat about signature sounds, how to find your individual signature sound, what it means, and what we can do about the frequencies that are bombarding us every day. But,
well, the frequency bombarding us today is cysteine. That is used in the stomach lining to make vitamin B work. So if we could tell people ahead of time, you know, in 10 days, this is what's going to happen and your cysteine is going to go into stress, they could eat more foods with cysteine. They could go to their health food store and get this amino acid cysteine or NAC. It was one of your favorite things, which is the active form of cysteine. Think what that would do in terms of allergy seasons, because in the spring, one of the highest issues is histamines, and that's when we get a lot of allergy reactions. So I don't think it's actually innate in the person. I think these frequencies bombarding the earth dictate, you know, how we're responding. So we should set up something like that for this show, like 10 days ahead of time. This is what we're going to be dealing with, so this is how you can prepare yourself. I like that idea.
I think that's a great idea. I'm making a note of that as we speak. That's a great idea.
Now, something else we should tell people. We have been bombed, hacked, slammed. You know, somebody called into our email carrier and slammed us to something else. We lost everything we had there. We lost most people's email addresses. We have asked several people to email us back and say, you know, please put me back on the list. We're going to start sending out, too, copies of the profiles that we do. Like today, I did a Gaddafi, Nutball, Gaddafi. Ooh, I shouldn't have said it that way. I also did Gates and how he is attacking Dr. Wakefield. And then, surprise, I was shocked because Gates is saying Dr. Wakefield has killed all of these kids and da-da-da, and he just doesn't have his facts straight. But Gaddafi and Bill Gates' vocal profile are very similar. I was in shock that Gaddafi's doing all of this kill, burn, maim, bomb, while Gates is doing, let's do vaccinations and kill you from the inside out. But they have very similar profiles. And these are kinds of things that we talk about for individuals. I've probably scared everybody off now. People want to know what's going on. But if they want to call in and talk to us, or if you're on WebEx with us, you could raise your hand and we'll do something from there. With WebEx, if you did not get an invitation for WebEx, it's probably because we don't have your email address anymore.
Might suggest to anybody who's listening that they go to the Sound Health Options site and then click on the About, and down there on the bottom right, you can send it an email and probably be, I'm making this up, but I believe that you could be added to the email list by emailing, which is probably not a bad idea for everybody listening since the email list was blown up, to go to that site, go to that page at Sound Health Options, go to About and request to be added to the email list.
Or they can just write to Sherry on Air, Sharry on Air at gmail.com. We have a comment on our WebEx chat that I'm looking at from Aria, and she says there's a researcher named Susan Renison who has written a whole book on space weather. I didn't know that. Both science and metaphysics around 2005, and so it maintains a daily website where she tracks space weather and influences. And she says there's a book, Tuning the Diamonds, about all of this also. That is great to know, Aria. Thank you very much for letting us know that.
I love our audience. They know so much. It's always so fun.
Are you doing chat on Blog Talk too?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so they can chat you if they want to be a guinea pig today. And what we'll do is
yep.
ask them their favorite color and their birthday, and we'll put a chart up here and just kind of look at it. But we are dedicated to bringing you tools to allow you to feel more safe. There's so much stuff going on in the universe with wars and lies and government manipulation. Like, here's Kathleen Sebelius out there again saying, take your flu shot, you got to take your flu shot, we're all going to die, blah, blah, blah. Well, we've proven her a liar for 3 years now, and it just isn't so of what's happening. So we can help you sort of make those decisions. So that's the kinds of things that we want to do. We're looking today just in terms of birthdays and planets, and that's why we brought up that stuff. But we can very definitely work on it. Now, you asked me about Steve Jobs. Are you ready for me to do that?
I am.
Okay. Last week, I think we talked about Michael J. Fox, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
But I don't think we actually put out the message that if anybody has, or if we have, I think it's good to say it again, that if anybody has any way or any thought of a way to get in contact with Michael J. Fox, please let us know, because there's powerful information available for him, that Sherry has done a vocal profile of him and found the imbalance in his system that would bring it all back together.
Okay, and I am going to try to share my desktop with those people who are on with us in WebEx. Now, this is where we've been bombed, and we finally found out who was doing that and what was happening. So I'm going to share my desktop and show you what we found about Michael J. Fox, because we are doing that. We're going to do this as a regular part of the show. So, Richard, tell me what you see here.
I see your desktop with the commonalities for Parkinson's PD using biophysical vocal profiling.
This is what we found out for Michael J. Fox, that we could look at his voice, and I did four or five from the different interviews over the years, and he has something called COMT, catechol-O-methyltransferase in stress, and this is a gene, and this is helps degrade what's called catecholamines, dopamine, which is associated with Parkinson's, and then another enzyme, aromic L-amino acid decarboxylase. Both of these we have been able to use by frequency and help reverse people's issues. In this case, we want to help Michael J. Fox. And we have tried every avenue we know to look at and get in touch with him. And all we get back is, give us money for our cause. And we're sitting here and we're saying, we have the Star Trek medicine that conventional medicine doesn't have. We're years ahead of where these people are. Please get in touch with us. And I just think they pitch that in the trash. Oh, here's another sucker that we can ask for money. So we have decided to take a person each week and look at them. And so we want to ask officially any of you who would like the evaluation we did on Michael J. Fox, I'll send you a copy. We can make it go viral. We could put something on YouTube. That's a good idea. We'll put something on YouTube about this. He may check and see things that are posted about him and try to find a way to get in touch. Okay, so last week we did Michael J. Fox, but we didn't ask specifically, would you please help us get in touch? Would you please take this and post it on your site? So anybody who wants that article, just sherryonair@gmail.com. And remember, Sherry's with an A, because my real name is Sharon. You know, people, I think we have the Sherry with an E, and it comes to me anyway, but we'll look at that. So today, I decided to do Steve Jobs. Actually, I started on it last night, and I found something absolutely incredible that people need to know about. There's a lot of people out there using this HCG diet, and one of the things the HCG diet does is stimulate your nuclear factor kappa, and it revs up your immune system, puts you in high gear, resets the hypothalamus, and you start losing this weight. Of course, there's a lot of restricted calories, but that's also one of the issues for cellular, one at a time, cellular cancer. And that's what I found in Steve Jobs' charts. Now, I don't know at this point if we can turn this around. Other things we're looking at in his chart, thyroid is compromised, the stomach is compromised, cell respiration is compromised, and it has to do with molybdenum. Now, molybdenum and copper are needed for calcium to work. And calcium and cancer food has the same frequencies. So what things that we do at the Institute is looking at the frequencies in the body and how to have dominion over them. In Robert O. Becker's book, Cross Currents, he says that when the body gets hurt, cut or something like that, the first thing that happens is the cell sends out a signal, a frequency signal, and says, send me this frequency. So it's wanting the frequency of calcium because it needs to heal itself. And James Oshman already has verified this, that this is the way the cells work, and so has James Jimjewski. So three different PhDs looking at this, we're pretty sure this is how it happens. So here's the body signaling for calcium, and cancer food is very, very similar in frequency. So if you don't have the right kind of calcium, the body calls cancer food. So we want to look at calcitonin, the control of calcium through the parathyroid. Now, I know that sounds complicated, but I bet there's not one person listening to us that doesn't have someone in their family that has dealt with cancer. And the hint in the media is that he has cancer again. And they found him, videoed him coming out of a cancer research center, a chemotherapy center. So if anybody can get to Steve Jobs and get me a good vocal print, or just say, you know, what have you got to lose? And anybody who wants a copy of this paper I'm doing on Steve Jobs can also just write to me, Sherry on Air again, because I think it's incredibly important with cancer, particularly since we've got all these genetically modified foods, and we talked about a paper we did on that a few weeks ago, and how genetically modified foods messes up your glutathione and your cell signaling in the same kind of way. So we are being genetically modified out of existence, and I think it's only going to take a couple of generations for us to be a deeply sick people. So if we can stop this, if we can train people to help stop it, you know, we hit the floor running here. And, you know, it used to be I thought I was working long hours, and I'd be up at 7 or so, and I'd go to bed at 2. Now I'm going to bed at 4:30 or 5. We really need help in getting this information to the public. So please encourage people to listen to this show. Encourage them to join us with Happy Hour. That's free. The show's free. Encourage them to become involved with the Guardian Network. That's not free. It's $40 a month to be part of that. And all of that's tax deductible because we're a 501c3. But you do get software every month with that. Did we talk about that a bit?
I talked about it a bit at the opening because I'm such a fan of it. I think that the Guardian Network is a great value and a really hugely positive tool for any family or any individual to have in their quiver of tools to help any of themselves and their loved ones with their health and to maintain your health, because I've kind of changed my, not exactly tune, but attitude about trying to change the system and trying to get to figure out whether Obamacare is going to work or not work. Or, you know, I'm now to a point of, like, I don't care if it's going to work or not work. I mean, I wish it would, but I don't see that happening because the government is so out of control. But I think the Guardian Network is a really powerful thing for an individual or for a family member or for any kind of community or, you know, speaking of social networking kind of thing. It's a hugely positive thing to have in your life to be able to work on your own health issues or just see something as simple as allergies. I mean, it's huge.
That show impressed you. You liked that. I don't have Steve Jobs' chart finished yet. I just have graphs. Nothing much else is written up. But as soon as I get it finished, those of you on our email list, I will give you a link to it so you can see it before it gets to the public.
Okay. And now I want to ask a question back to the GMOs, since that's one of my favorite things to grouse about is that, you know, we can't say their name. Is that right? Is that what we think now? Is that the advice that we're not supposed to be saying their name? Or can I say their name and you can't? Or,
well, the lawyer said we can't put it in the paper. But if anybody wants to go look at the actual patent, they'd have to look under the words Monsanto. How's that?
Very nicely done. That's really good. I like that very much. But what I wanted to ask about is this thing. I sent you an article, and I'd seen several things about this, about the microfungus involved in the GMO issue now.
Yes, that UG99.
Yeah.
I looked at that yesterday when you sent me the information about it. There are 29 different versions of that, genetically anyway, and then I'd have to look at the protein. So I have to run down which one of it really is. But think about this. There's a whole wheat field here. The farmer's going to lose their whole crop because of this fungus. We can put frequency in that field and help kill that fungus. How important is that to our food supply?
Yeah.
Think about it. You're eating.
And I can't say I'm amused, but the, you know, black humor side of me is somewhat amused by the fact that I hadn't really come up with this term that they use in this article talking about. They just call it Roundup Ready. Roundup is a herbicide that is, and what some of the companies have done, including that research that you could look into under the title of Monsanto, has done work to modify the genes in some of the grains, including wheat and corn and soy, so that they are they're resistant to Roundup. So that the idea would be that you could spray a field of any of those grains with Roundup, the herbicide. It would kill everything else, but it wouldn't kill the soy or the corn or the wheat. But by doing that, and Sherry's research has found that there are specific proteins that have been modified, and these plants are just casually referred to as Roundup Ready.
And 22% of them are not even sprouting. People are killing themselves over these seeds. How we originally got involved in looking at it is there an article in Science Digest, which I totally love because it's quick and it's true. But they were saying there is, out of 40-some wheats, only three types of the gluten, and they include barley and rye, only three kinds were causing a problem for celiac patients, which gluten really aggravates their bowel and causes a lot of bloody stool and cramping and diarrhea. So I decided, hey, we see a lot of people here at the center who have celiac disease because the doctors really can't do anything about it. So I'm going to look at this and see what's going on. And I traced these three sets of seeds back that they said was causing this, and ended up in the patent office dealing with a modified GMO, genetically modified organisms, for three types of seeds. And what they had done to make them Roundup resistant was modify taurine, which is an amino acid that helps the muscles and the heart, and then glutathione, which is the cell signaling amino acid. It gets so distorted with these autism kids because it messes up metallothionine. So as we began to look at this, I went into the literature and just put in what that would affect, and it ended up affecting two genes, actually a split of a gene, GAD1 and GAD2. Now, this GAD stands for glutamate decarboxylase, also glutamic acid decarboxylase. And it's all related to the glutathione because they're interchangeable with each other almost, and they one has to be there for the other to work. Now, the GAD2, when it gets activated, it causes diabetes, age onset diabetes, type 2 diabetes. Now, think of all the diabetes and the insulin resistance and the absolute surge that's going on with that. The other is the GAD1. And when you begin to look at the GAD1 and look at the literature, GAD and Parkinson's or GAD and whatever, these are the diseases that I found associated with the activation and the distortion of this GAD metabolism: diabetes, autism, arthritis, Parkinson's, ALS, multiple sclerosis, joint pain, joint deterioration, auditory disorders, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, which is another bowel disease, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, a bowel problem, schizophrenia, bipolar, anxiety disorders, aspartame sensitivity, MSG reactions, lupus, fibromyalgia, depression, seizures, brain signaling, the use of calcitonin, what I was just saying about cancer, histidine function, cellular inflammation, and vaccination reactions. That's a plenty here, just from eating wheat, having a reaction to these genetically modified foods. And here is the government saying, we're not going to label these things. How are people going to stay away from, they're just going to have to stay away from wheat, barley, and rye? Well, corn doesn't seem to have the same reaction, but they're now modifying beets and soy and everything. And they're not testing them well enough on generations of people to know how that mutated seed is going to cause a mutation in our system of how we look at things, how we define digestion. We're finding so many people with methylation issues, they can't digest what's coming in. And that's another one of the programs that we do for people. So I have this article up on the WebEx, what do we call this? The WebEx video sharing?
Dashboard? Yeah, video sharing, sure.
Because
video
they're able to hear us on Blog Talk Radio, but they're able to read this article that I'm looking at. We really need to push for GMO labeling. And there's been some very smart people out there who are putting the opposite labeling on them. They say, this is not a GMO food. They won't allow people to put on, this is a GMO food. Now, what would be the harm in that? If this is a genetically modified food, why not put that on the label? Ask that directly, and you look on the internet, and they said, because people wouldn't buy it then. Well, duh. So they're now labeling and putting, this is not a GMO food. But this article needs to go viral. So anybody who is listening to us, please write to me. We'll send you the article. I don't know if it's on the website yet or not. Did you see it there, Richard?
I'll look right now. I thought it might have been.
They're scrambling to get all of those articles back up. In the middle of the night, Richard wrote to me and he said, "Do you know your website has some kind of gibberish all over it?" Sure enough, we'd been bombed, and it looked like Greek or Russian letters had been inserted every few paragraphs, a big long line of them. We tried to translate that, Richard. We couldn't find any language that it related to.
Yeah, it looked like some weird mathematical language, but it was about every paragraph, and it was just very odd. There's the release. They have put up the release about the study finds link between GMOs and current healthcare crisis. So if people want a copy of that, that's at Sound Health Options, and then it's under the Information Central tab, and the article's right there. And I would suggest sending that to all of your friends. Everybody should know about the wheat and the grain issue, and particularly I'll say wheat, because wheat is not just not eating wheat, but wheat is in so many things. It's used in so many ways, from coatings to bindings to, you know, just look at breakfast cereals. I mean, that's an unbelievable world of wheat where you would never think wheat would be, or any number of food substances. It's really amazing.
There's things like honey bunches of oats or something like that, and you'll look at the ingredients and it's got wheat all over it. Read your label. Richard, why don't these producers care about the damage that they're doing? It is beyond me. Well, it isn't beyond me, because I've looked
And you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, you know, follow the money.
Yes.
It's a huge lobby. It's a monstrous industry, and they don't want to look at it. They don't, you know, they're between the subsidies that, you know, people get and the, you know, what's greasing the pockets of the lobbyists and the politicians supporting the machine that, you know, allows this to happen.
Well, I could answer my own question here, and we weren't going to do soapboxes today, but I guess we are. in looking at the damage to not only with wheat and food stuff, but with medication, they build into their budget money for lawsuits for people that this hurts. That's part of their budget. They figure it as a cost of doing business. That's incredible.
Yeah.
But here are all these expensive pills and medications and $10 for a pill, and you look at their bottom line, and they're all online. You look at their bottom line, they're making record profits from our illnesses. And look at gas prices. They're like $4 a gallon now. But you look at the gas companies, they last year made the highest profits they had ever made, percentage-wise and money-wise, of any year they have been in existence. Do they expect us not to look at that? Record prices. Raising the prices. Where does this not compute that we're being screwed?
Well, and also, and they're not even taking us out to dinner first. And they, plus the, you know, over, I'm not sure the exact number, but there was actually some, not lobbying, but, you know, some grousing in, I guess, Congress. Somebody was trying to suggest that the over $3.6 billion, I believe, or close to that, in subsidies that are given to oil companies, somebody suggested that that be taken away, and there was like, I mean, it was unbelievable. $3.6 billion in subsidies to the oil industry, who has the largest profit, you know, that they've ever had, and they're subsidized. It's stunning.
I sent three of our people.
You did bring out the soapbox. I wasn't going to jump on my soapbox, but you brought yours out, and now mine's out. Here we go.
I sent three of my people home to work at home. I said, don't drive and pay these ridiculous prices for gasoline. This is just incredible.
And in California, where they slap us hard fast, there are already gas stations in the San Francisco Bay Area where they're already up to like $4.40 for premium.
Good God. And we have to drive. We live in a rural area. You know, some people have to drive like an hour to work.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just can't afford that kind of thing.
Exactly.
But
so do we want to do a little bit of vocal profiling?
Well, I thought we would if we had a guinea pig.
Well, unfortunately, my Blog Talk Radio dashboard has locked up, so I can't see. I had somebody in chat who was trying to call in, but it's not working, and I'm afraid to restart it because I think I'll crash the show if I do.
Ah, you might. Well, let me just grab a guinea pig. Anita Vanderhage is on with us. Oh, I shouldn't say her last name. Anita V is on the show with us. Anita, I'm going to see if I can pass you a microphone because she is already an astrologist. So she would be able to tell us a little bit. If you would volunteer, Anita, can you raise your hand? And we'll stick you on the air. It looks like she's going to do it. She's on the air. Anita, are you with us?
She might have to press her control key.
Can you
to have
press
us hear
your
her.
Control? Are you hearing that, Anita? Are you on? Yes, we can hear you now. I wasn't sure she was on Blog Talk with you, Richard.
Okay.
We are going to look at Anita's voice in terms of color. So I have up on the board here from red into sort of celery green, and then from like moss green over to the magenta and the red purple kind of colors. So
We're not seeing your desktop.
They are not. Okay, let me go back here.
There we go.
So we are going to look at this in terms of color and see what we can do with Anita, because every one of these colors mean something else. So we want to look at this in terms of frequency. I'm trying to find...
Wow.
Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you, Anita. Can you hold on a second? In terms of color complements, so we're looking at red and green here as we're sharing this. So red is the note of C, and it's about 130 cycles per second. And then green, and
okay.
In our color system, we can hear all that, Anita.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you could.
Yeah, we're looking at red and green, and all we're doing is translating that into frequencies in Anita's voice. And it's much like the notes in a song. We're going to look at Anita's voice in terms of, I'm doing a look over here, in voice. And then translate that back into colors for her. And I'm looking for a color wheel. So we're going to open the invoice, and Anita's going to just talk to us. Nano Voice, which is a demo of this invoice, is free to you folks. It's at nanovoice.org. So if you want to do it yourself, this is the way you can do it, or we'll do it for you if you want. And as soon as
this is one of those things that you can. This is one of those things that you can come on to Happy Hour, and have done. And our next Happy Hour, your next Happy Hour is, I believe, March 15th.
Good thing you know that. Okay, Anita, are you ready to talk to us? Anita, did we lose you? We can hear you typing. Talk to me, Anita. Well, we've lost her.
I am.
Oh, there she is. Okay. I am going to, I'm using the...
Okay, it seems to be a delay, but I'll start talking anyway. Are you there?
Go.
Hello?
Talk, Anita. Why is she not hearing me?
Because when her control key is pressed down, she can't hear you. So when she's talking, I don't think she can hear you.
Anita, when you are talking, do you hear what Richard's saying?
Okay. I'm going to keep talking. Okay, I'm talking. I stopped eating wheat, and I think... No, that's not it.
Anita, you were doing fine. I'm going to stop it because my voice is on there now. Anita, did you hear what Richard said? When you hold down your control key, you will not be able to hear us. So she's not listening on Blog Talk. She's not listening to you, Richard. She's listening on WebEx, I do believe.
I believe so, yes.
So she can't hear you. Anita, I'm starting over here.
Okay, I can hear you, and I'm not holding down a control key, but I'm going to keep talking. I'm on WebEx. I can hear everything.
Anita, you may be able to hear everything, but we can't hear you. We heard that you're on WebEx, but that's all that we heard. So when you start talking, keep talking, because we're only getting a few hits and then you're dropping off. Anita, keep talking. Don't stop. Are you ready? Something is definitely wrong with her microphone. We're having trouble here. Well, let's see if we can ask someone else to do this. Because we're not having great success with having Anita do it. JJ has raised his hand. Let's go look at if I need to get him a microphone. You have a mic. I just need...
Is that better?
It is better, Anita, but you're dropping off. So we're going to do JJ, and we'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right. JJ, okay. You should have a mic by now. Can you talk to us? And we're not seeing any vocal information, JJ. So while you're getting your mic up and running, because we can't hear you, you may have to hold down your control key, JJ, and when you do,
can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Are you ready to go? JJ, do you see my screen?
Okay. Planning to go to a co-op board meeting today, and looking forward to it. Sorry, that was a huge deal. It's always very good. I guarantee. If you want to be next to that happen, you can be forward to the next one. Co-op has been in shambles this past year. I have been on the board meeting. There are seven board members, I believe, and I think they have about 60 board members. Co-op has been in the same, so I can't see if I'm clear or not. I'll get some things off the control here.
JJ, are you talking through a restricted microphone? Because we're only getting two notes.
Through a Logitech.
Through a Logitech. We're still only getting two notes. That's kind of unusual. I will go ahead and save this. And then
we're not seeing your desktop.
You're not seeing the desktop. Okay. Hold on 1 second. I'm trying to hold the phone and...
I know.
Okay, are you seeing it now, Richard?
Yes.
Okay, so we only have two notes, A sharp and B. And maybe there's some other hidden things, a few hidden things in here, but not much. And most of it is the note of B, circulation, and A sharp, immune system. We can hit the little button here and it'll give us the report on JJ, but it really isn't comfortable enough for me. Spiritual law is important. Being appreciated is important. We can send that to JJ if he'll send me his email address. But when you're looking at this, I only got 134 hits, and nearly all of them in A sharp and B. This person, there's something wrong with the microphone, or there's something wrong with their affect. There's something wrong with my computer system. You just don't talk this way. I've saved this, so let's go look at let's look at maybe Obama on, see how this one has much more information in it, not just one side. This is Obama about the transportation problem. Michael Moore, let's see what his looks like. See how there's much more information in here? This is Michael Moore talking about invading other countries. Let's go to the wheel that we did and see if we can do JJ's information that way. JJ, when's your birthday?
745.
Say it again.
745.
Are you saying 8745?
September.
Okay, I am going to try to put up a wheel to see if we can look at this. So September, that makes you what, a Virgo?
I think that's it.
You think it's a Virgo?
I think.
Okay, what is your favorite color?
Blue.
What shade of blue? Blue red or blue green?
I would say like a royal blue.
So like a Capricorn maybe. I'm having trouble getting my wheel up here. Color of blue, the Capricorn blue, is a deep sort of a bright blue. So you are two notes away as soon as I can get this chart up here. I can find one where I can do part of it here. I'll stick this over here on the monitor. This looks a bit distorted to me. Does it to you also, Richard?
It is slightly distorted. Ooh, and it's double image now. There we go. That's better. It's
okay.
Still slightly distorted.
So he's a Virgo here at this yellow-green, and he loves the blue. So he's two notes away. So issues that he's going to be expressing are going to be genetic. Anytime it's two notes away. So he was born with the F and the green, but he's graduated over here to blue. And this blue, the note of G, is a Scorpio. It indicates an inability to process minerals by physical attribute. And by emotional attribute, it's like wanting to know why everything happens. They like to know what makes people think the way they do, what makes the world go round, that kind of thing. I'll try to make this just a little bigger so we can see it a little better. If you want a copy of this wheel, You can go to nano, N-A-N-O, voice.org and download that. Richard, if they just do nanovoice.org, does that take them straight to nano? Or, hi, Joanne. Or do they have to go through Sound Health Options to see it? Joanne has her camera up, so that's where I was.
Oh, hi, Joanna. I think they can just go directly to, I don't see that chart here. There is a tab at Sound Health Options for Nano Voice, but that's the note correlate chart, not the wheel that you're putting up. So I think you have to go to nanovoice.org.
Well, the note
that
correlate.
Takes me back to Sound Health.
Okay, the note correlate chart is what's on the side here of each of these notes. See the note of G, neurotransmitters. If I can make this a little wider. You can see the note of G there, neurotransmitters, utilization of minerals and bones, and prioritizing physical issues. It's also a need to know what people are thinking here. So I'm going to go back. JJ, does that help you any, that you're beyond where you were born? That there's lessons in your life about Scorpio qualities, using minerals? Does that ring a bell for you at all?
I'm not sure that if I was
I was looking for Anita here. Anita, you're on deck, so get ready here. In looking at your vocal profile, it indicates that let's go back to yours because I know I saved it. JJ online. When we hit the display report, it says that you're very spiritual and you have a need to help people. And you don't even understand that need because it's just at a gut level for you. But I don't believe that your vocal print is accurate because we were only getting two notes over and over and over again. So I don't know what's wrong with the system. We'll see if it's the same with a couple of other people, and if so, we'll come back to you and do a full report. So we should get 500 hits. And I apologize for those people who we didn't tell you what we're doing. You will speak into your microphone, into your computer, and speak until there's 500 hits, which is on the kind of the top menu bar, it accumulates. And then we're looking at 12 different columns, notes of C, C sharp, D, D sharp, and so forth. And as you speak, these notes and columns begin to fill up, and it tells us what kind of person you are, what kind of note correlate. Somebody, Anita, just sent us Steve Jobs' email. Wow. That's incredible. Interrupted myself. So we're trying to look at the notes, and like sour notes in a song, if they're notes that don't match up, then we are able to punch a button and get you a little report. Okay. I'm going to go back to Anita.
And your desktop.
I'm unmuting Anita's desk, and I'm going to share the desktop.
Thank you.
Okay, and now I'm going to push new. I'll just open a new one because I'm going to save it. Anita, are you with us now?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, good. All good.
Okay, you just kept fading out on us. Anita, what is your favorite color?
My favorite color is red.
And when's your birthday?
April 10th, Aries.
All right. That's perfect. Okay, I'm going to hit the button here and just go ahead and talk.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, I'm interested in the information about the GMOs. I've stopped eating wheat. I have fibromyalgia, and it's dissipated since I stopped eating wheat. As you said, I'm interested in astrology, and practice astrology is one of my passions. And the biophysics is another one of my passions. Currently doing marketing consulting and helping my mom out with a court case that she's working on. We had a horrible rainstorm here yesterday, but it's all wet. It's all snowy now. So, joined fitness club, then getting back to the state, working out.
Okay, we got 500 hits. I was typing in her name when she said she joined a fitness club. Is that when the C-sharp came up? Did anybody know?
I think about then. I think about then, yes.
Well, that means you want to do something useful and you want to do it on your terms. This would tell me Anita is very stubborn, but she wants to be logical, but she wants to be emotional at the same time, and that's the conflict of her life. Her highest note is G-sharp, and that's kind of a teal kind of color. I'll put this chart back up. Let's save this first. Invalid date. Okay, I put in April 10th, so I have to put 04-10-something-00. See if that will work. And I want to save. This is a real simple program to use. You can use it on the phone with people, see who's telling you the truth. See who you're compatible with. We're running out of time here, but I wish we had done a lot more. I guess it's our ranting that caused the problem here. So the highest note is G-sharp, so she has the most of that. So she'll probably be drawn to the opposite, which is D. D is missing. That's your hormones, your digestive enzymes, your liver, your pancreas. She also has D-sharp, E, and F in stress. D-sharp is dopamine, E is epinephrine, and F is serotonin. Serotonin is twice what it ought to be. That's the wake-up chemical. You having any trouble sleeping?
Not really, but I dream a lot.
Okay, so lucid dreaming kind of thing. She likes G-sharp, or that's her highest note, G-sharp. And it was yellow on the chart because she said it in an intellectual way. She is five notes away. One, two, three, four, five notes away from her birth note, which is C. That means it's nutritional. But she was born in Aries. Her favorite color is Aries. She's very down to earth. This is the way it is. This is the way it's going to be. This is what works. This is what won't. Just very in tune with her own birth notes and what's going on there. But G sharp is five notes. Nutritional, let me see if I can figure out what's nutritional about it. It's not nutritional, it's emotional, and it's a D. Could be a D sharp, somewhere between D and D sharp is the issue. So we look at the different levels. So 16 and 9 is 25. So the distance here is 9. And 9 is the note of D, which she has missing. So if we could figure that out, Anita's one of our practitioners, so she could easily...
D is Gemini. Gemini is my father. My father is not well. I'm missing him. I haven't been down to see him for a couple of weeks, so it could be that with emotional. But I think I have my weight issues are connected with dopamine and epinephrine. And I'm dealing with diet right now because I've taken out the weed. I'm trying to figure out what to eat in place of it.
We should do a seminar, just questions and answers about that, because I've been on a no-wheat diet for so many years. I just know almost every substitute you can possibly deal with. But G and G-sharp are all about physical issues, so she's just confirming she's dealing with physical issues. When you look at a chart, look at the highest one, which is G, and its opposite, D, and then that's what's showing up on her chart from where her birthday is. Over to that note of D. But you can also look at what's missing, or the smallest one that's missing, and she's got so many things missing. She's just not sharing everything there is to know here. So if we got her by herself and not in front of a lot of people where I've identified her thoroughly, maybe she'd be a little more open with us about what is going on. And Richard, we are out of time.
That was fun. It is the ranting, but, you know, every once in a while we have to do a little ranting. And especially about, I think really that's actually a great idea, is talking about the wheat issue, because I think it's such a pervasive issue and an underlying consideration in people's, you know, conditions. Like with Anita, who's eliminated wheat and is noticing that she's having less issue with the fibromyalgia. I mean, the wheat thing is tricky. It influences everything.
It's the self-signaling. And also one of the other issues with fibromyalgia is low thyroid. And thyroid controls the voltage of the body. So again, self-signaling. So Anita, we should look at your thyroid as well. That's one of the things bioacoustics can do. Look at your underlying cause. So people download this and they do it for themselves, or they call us up and we do an appointment with them online using some of the larger programs. And to show you those larger programs, we had a woman that had an extreme backache to the point where we had to go to her. She could not even travel. And so we're looking at all the back issues, vertebrae, muscles, blah, blah, blah. She did have the rhomboid in stress, and that's where the pain was. But giving her the frequencies for the rhomboid muscles did not work. So we have this wonderful computer program that tells us root cause, and it came up to be a pterygoid muscle, a jaw muscle. And I'm like, well, why would a backache, you know, between her shoulder blades be her jawbone? And I said, have you ever had braces or anything going on with your jaw? She said, yeah, I had braces, and she's showing me her teeth and how they didn't meet. And she stuck her teeth together, and she just shrieked in pain. Big hits of pain were going down her back. And she said, oh, my God, when I relax my jaw muscle, the pain isn't so bad. So we found the root cause, gave her the frequencies to release her jaw muscle, and her back pain went away. How valuable is that for medicine, where you go in and you give them a symptom and they give you a pill and it may work and it may not? And it's not because these doctors don't want to help. It's because of the standard of care that they're bound to. But with this system, we can see exactly what's going on. And a reminder, for those of you who are practitioners, Chris Cordes has a class this afternoon about this new computer program that just instantly gives you root cause. It's going to make this stuff so much bigger and easier to use. So if you missed that, get in touch with Kylie and get an invitation to look at that. This is the medicine of the future, people. And if you want to be involved, if you want to be free, if you want to be healthy, go look at our guardiansofthepeople.com. Write to me, sherryonair@gmail.com. I will send you these profiles, these articles. We'll get you on our mailing list so we can get you announcements about free classes, free videos. We have two free classes online, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and we've just put up Parkinson's and how to deal with Parkinson's. And you said March 14th, Richard? We'll be doing
March 15th.
It's on a Sunday. It's 2 hours. We'll be doing about cancer, about how you can take this software and use it on yourself to see if you have some cancer markers. You can use it on your friends and family and watch what is really going on. We give you information, a couple hours of information about what cancer is, what it is in the body, how to look for it, how to use NanoVoice to look for it, how to use the software that we're going to provide to you as a Guardian member to look for it. And I don't think anybody out there doesn't have somebody in their life that isn't affected by cancer.
In some way by cancer. It's huge. I have to actually correct the date for the Guardian class. The next Guardian class is March 20th about cancer. I was actually referring to the happy hour of March 15th. So the next Guardian class is actually for March 20th. And
so
I also want to add that this is really, I mean, we've been listening to, I'll use Bruce Lipton's name just because it's a big name and he's out there talking about it. I think this really is the energy medicine that everybody's been talking about. They just didn't know that this was like the energy medicine of the future.
Well, you look at Bruce Lipton and the Beyond the Matrix, and they're talking about, yes, we do have an energy system, but we don't have the slightest idea how to control it. We do. We've grown back new body parts. We've changed people tremendously, gotten rid of pain, reversed heart disease, reversed trauma, reversed arthritis. Well, we haven't done it. We've helped people's body do it. But we, I don't know how to say this and be polite. I'm tired. I'm tired of working 12 to 20 hours a day, every day, 7 days a week. I want to encourage you guys to learn to do this, even in a small way in your community, so I can rest. That's pretty egotistical, but that's what I want.
Yeah, yeah, it's understandable. I mean, it's really, and also I think as more people use it, that it's just, it's such a positive thing to have in your life, to be able to have access to this energy medicine and to be able to, you know, just figure things out, get a clue. It's really, I'm obviously a big fan.
The other day we were going on a couple of days trip, and I have a machine that provides the frequencies, and we couldn't find it. Somebody had borrowed it or something. And I just absolutely refused to go on the trip. That's how important this stuff is to me. That if I don't have what I need by way of looking at the frequencies of the body, I'm just not going to go anywhere. I just found a wonderful little chart here I'm going to put up for people with all of the astrology on it.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's great.
So if they'd like to write that down real quick. I didn't know I had this little color wheel thing until I started looking for a wheel. There's so many things that we have created and I've just forgotten about.
Is this from a class that you did? Or?
Yeah, this is from a color class. A class that we did for the Nano. A long time ago. So there is an on-demand class for the Nano, and there is a tiny Nano manual. I mean, how can you go wrong? This is free. People say...
I would have to say that to people, that if you do nothing else, I would suggest going to the Sound Health Options site, click on Nano, get the Nano program, which is free, and even if all you do is keep recording and recording and recording, because for me, I now understand, I'm not a practitioner, for people that don't know me. However, I use the Nano, and even if I'm not sure about what I think I'm doing with it, I just use it as much as I can, because the more I use it, the easier it gets. And once you get the technology part of click here, hold this, save that, put that over there, and you start looking at the charts, it really does begin to make some sense, and it's hugely powerful.
And it was an eye-opener for you and a lot of other people when we showed people how to use it to look at allergies. They're paying thousands of dollars for allergy testing, and this is a simple way to confirm whether or not you have a sensitivity or an allergy to something, and it's cheap. Now, people look at this, and it's free. What's wrong with it? You know, Guardian is $40. What's wrong with it? It must be some sleazy piece of something. You know, we could charge you $1,000 if you'd like. The program is $185 if you want to buy it off our website. And we're offering it to you for $40 because we think that you'll give us back some data or some case studies that we can add to our pool and help the planet. We really are a nonprofit trying to help what's going on in the world.
Yes.
People don't believe that anymore. They think it's some kind of trick or spin.
And that's why I say I think what people need to do is they need to download it and start using it and just look at the vocal, you know, run a Nano voice on yourself and then print out the report and read the report, and you will be surprised. I am always surprised. And I've been doing this show now with Sherry for a while. I would say quite a while. And it's always exciting to see the information that comes up.
I'm always surprised that you're surprised. Because I'm thinking, what else could he learn? He's got it all, and then there you go again. But we do have to log off because there is another class coming up that I need to attend.
Right, okay. It's been a fun show as always. Always an adventure.
I was in shock, Richard. I loved it when we found out that 2,446 people listened to the show in February. Is that awesome?
Isn't that awesome? Yeah, the numbers were just amazing that we have. We don't, as people can see who are on Blog Talk in chat and et cetera, it's not that big a crowd, but each month we're averaging around 2,500 listeners in podcasts and archives and other forums, which is awesome.
I think it's because we give good information, and people just tell their friends, and away we go.
Exactly. All right.
Thank you very much.
And next week I will, for people who are still listening, next week's guest is going to be Pam Oastley, the author of Life Colors, and we're going to be talking about compatibility. That should be quite a fest.
Now, who do you get along with or not? And in the meantime, go download Nano Voice. Pam has a color system, and she's going to share with us how her color system and our color system are alike or not.
Exactly. All right. Thank you very much, everybody, on WebEx and on Blog Talk.
Bye now.
Have a